Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our show at 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, whether you're listening in through our switchboard, our live chat, or even joining us through our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Have a great show coming up for you this afternoon. We're going to be speaking to recording artist David M. Now, if the name sounds familiar, David M was actually on our program a few months ago when he was introducing his single, Lest We Forget, which was a powerful song, I think, reminding us of all of our personal responsibilities here as members of the human race. His new song, though, is Here Comes Your Life, a great song, a departure from Lest We Forget. We're going to talk to David M. about his eclectic love of music, also how he defines his own sound, and also what inspired the song, Here Comes Your Life. I think one of the great things about this song that I found when I was listening to it is that it definitely gives you, I think, a different facet of someone who cannot be pigeonholed into a certain group. And a lot of times we get used to listening to a certain type of music from an artist. But David M., I think, is showing us through this new song that he's not one of those that you're going to be able to define automatically, that he's going to be able just to follow what he loves and also to be able to do that with all of his heart. As I mentioned, Here Comes Your Life is the single. Here it is. We'll be right back with our conversation with David M. Stay with us. That was David M. with Here Comes Your Life here on Conversations Live 92.3 FM and online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com. We appreciate you all being with us. As I mentioned, David M. was scheduled to be with us. We haven't been able to bring him in yet for the conversation. We're going to have my producer keep checking to see if he's able to join us. I will go ahead and tell you this. Make sure that you do make plans to join us at 8 p.m. Eastern, at 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific time for our friends on the West Coast. And I'll be welcoming back Guy Mager. He'll be here talking about his life in film, also his work as a producer, but also his brand-new book, Quick, Kiss Me Before I Shoot. Again, of course, his book about him being in the film industry and what it's been like for him to be a part of that for so long. There's a great story in the book about Drew Barrymore and him. You can definitely find out more information this evening again on our program at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. That's 5 p.m. Pacific time. We're going to take a break here. We'll be right back with more Conversations Live. Stay tuned. Are you having challenges in relationships, finances, health, or even your career? Want some inspiration you can believe in from someone who has experienced the worst and still found ways to succeed? Well, let me tell you about Rob Pennington. He has been fired, divorced, shot in the chest, audited, and even widowed. Through it all, he found practical ways to turn his worst experiences into his best opportunities, and he shows you how to do the same in his new award-winning book, Find the Upside of the Downtime. I'm Cyrus Webb, host of Conversations Live and president of Conversations Book Club. I've read this book, and I really believe it will help you to put your life in perspective and begin seeking ways to make the most of each and every day. You can now get the book, Find the Upside of the Downtime, on Amazon.com, and also more information can be found by going to www.robertpennington.com. That's www.robertpennington.com. Visit the website, get your copy, and begin living your life with new purpose. was Here Comes Your Life here on Conversations Live 92.3 FM and online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com. The recording artist there is David M. As I mentioned, David was with us a few months ago with his single, Lest We Forget. He's joining us again today to talk about his career and the new single. David, welcome back to Conversations Live.
Hey, Cyrus. It's good to be back, man.
Hey, man, same here. Congratulations on the new single. You know, I was telling our listeners before we had a chance to listen to it, it's a different sound from you than Lest We Forget, the last single we were discussing, but it really is true to who you are. Talk to us about how music of all kinds has been inspirational to you along the way.
It certainly has. Of course, I started out with classical music at six, but I live in the land of reggae. We listen to a lot of R&B and dance here as well. So we're influenced by all music that goes on all over the world. Jamaica is a very musical country, as most people know. So,
right.
Yeah, we get influenced by a lot of different music. Certainly on the album, we want to have a mix. There's conscious music like Lest We Forget, but there's also fun music like what you heard a while ago.
Right, right. And with that different type of music, David, do you think that's one of the things that people resonate with you, that you know, they're not just going to be able to put on a CD and hear one thing, that they can hear a variety that speaks to who they are?
Yes, I think so. I think most people, having heard Lest We Forget, they expect more of that, and there is more of that on the album. But I don't think many artists remain one-dimensional, especially ones who are songwriters. You look at a Marvin Gaye, who, of course, he had love songs, but then he had, and he has been an inspiration for me, and then he had the album with Mercy Mercy and What's Going On, which was quite a conscious album. You have Bob Marley, who has had Punky Reggae Party along with his other dance reggae songs and conscious music. So I think it's nice to have a mix of music on your album, not just one genre or one type of music going on. So it'll be a mix of dance and a mix of R&B, reggae, and conscious songs, conscious lyrics, but some light music and fun music as well.
Exactly. You know, I think that is important as we go back then and talk about the evolution of David M. and his sound. You know, for those that are just learning of you, David, when did you know that this love of music was something you wanted to pursue as a career?
At 17, I've had a couple of setbacks, so it's taken a little time. But I think the first time I went to my first studio at 17, my brother took me to a friend of his who had a studio, and it was a commercial home studio in Jamaica at the time. They were recording the soundtrack for, I think it was Children of Babylon or something like that, one of those older Jamaican movies. And I met people from Third World. That's the band, Third World, and Dean Fraser, a lot of Jamaican luminaries who later became luminaries. It was such an exciting summer for me. And after that, I got shipped off to law school, so life was a bit different. But, yeah, I think at that time I decided I wanted to do music regardless of whatever else I did.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think this is interesting what you said because, you know, at 17 you knew, but as you said, you know, it has taken some time. What is it that has kept you moving forward even when so many other people may would have given up?
Just to love what I was doing. When I was writing for Anchor Recording in Jamaica, it was exciting for me. I've just found every time I did some aspect of music, it was exciting. I got to meet again Freddie McGregor, Gregory Isaacs, and a lot of Jamaican musicians who wanted my stuff and that encouraged me. And at each stage, although I was doing other things, I kept being drawn back to music and enjoying working in the music industry for sure.
Yeah, yeah. And so now we have the new single, Here Comes Your Life. Talk to us about the album and what you hope people take away from it, David.
I hope people will enjoy it. I think you have to enjoy music first. But I also feel that some of the tracks like Lest We Forget, 90 Million Francs, which is about Haiti's dilemma, not just the earthquake, but why it is where it is. The France, if I may use the word, underdeveloped Haiti and ensured Haiti would not succeed since they took their freedom. And 90 mm-hmm. Million Francs is about that. Middle Passage is about the journey between Africa and the New World for slaves, both to America and Jamaica. This Is Our World is a song I did that was used by the United Nations in their program, Players for Peace program. That's about our environment and not taking care of the environment. So I hope people will be moved and have something to think about when they listen, but they'll also be entertained by songs like Here Comes Your Life, Girls Night Out. It's a mix, as I said, of entertaining music but thoughtful music. And I hope people will go away entertained but also thinking about the things I've said.
I think that's a great mixture there. I mean, that everyone, a little bit of something for everyone. Again, David M., everyone, the single you all heard here was Here Comes Your Life, as I mentioned, was here a few months ago, but lest we forget. David, let our listeners know how to find out more information about you and also to be able to get the album when it's available.
All right. In fact, Sarah, I'd say you're the first person to play that song on radio. It's actually not released yet, and it's
great to hear it
on radio.
Okay.
My kids were coming out of the car a while ago, and I had them listen, and they were, like, pointing at me, on the radio? I said, yep, on the radio. So you're the first person to play that song on radio, and I'm very happy you're the person doing it because it's the second time around. But you can find David M. at davidmmusic.com, and you can find me on Facebook on David Minot. That song will be on iTunes as of next month. Where are we now? May, as of June the 1st. Late May, early June, it will be on iTunes. That's Here Comes Your Life. There's a dance version. And you're the first person I'm going to do this on interview with. I just finished a version, a remix of that song with Beanie Man. So that will be out as well.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Yeah. So I'm getting really on the streets. Not just conscious music, but Beanie Man and I did a version to that, a remix to that. And you'll hear that also on 1st of June will be out on iTunes. And the album will be out in August.
The album will be out in August. So again, David M. Music is where you go. DavidMMusic.com is where you go for more information. You can find him on Facebook and Twitter. Make sure you look for, as he was just telling you there, late May, early June, you'll be able to hear that single on iTunes, Here Comes Your Life, and the remix with Beanie Man also will be coming out as well. Congratulations, man, I mean, on all the great things you have going on. I mean, it was great to be able to see, I mean, for one thing, the variety in that really powerful song, Unless We Forget. But this song also, to get people moving a little bit too, with Here Comes Your Life. We're glad to be able to play it here. We appreciate you trusting us with it. So thanks a lot, man, and continued success to you.
Thanks.
All right, man.
Hopefully you'll hear a lot more between now and the end of the year.
All right. Well, look, we're going to hold you to that. And look, it goes without saying, David, you're welcome back here anytime, all right?
All right, Sarah. Cool.
Okay.
Big up all the listeners.
All right, man. I appreciate that. Again, David M., everyone. Check out davidmmusic.com for all the updates. And as we said, you can find him on Facebook and Twitter as well. And if you came in late and missed any part of my conversation with David or even the single, you can go back and re-listen to it. Keep in mind, it won't be available until just a couple of months. So you want to make sure that you do go back and listen to the show. You can catch it on our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. Also, you can find it on Facebook and Twitter by clicking on the link to this interview. Just go to my Facebook page or my Twitter page. You'll be able to get it there. We're going to take a break. When we come back, our resident chef, Bruce Treader, he's going to finish us up this evening with our quick and easy cooking tip of the day. You're listening to Conversations Live here on the radio at 92.3 FM and online through blogtalkradio.com.